This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
They say Barack Obama's not happy with the Democratic candidates.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. What else is new, Captain Obvious? He's not happy. He wasn't happy with Hillary Clinton as a candidate. He had to reluctantly suck it up because he had to pay off so many political favors. He had to actually partner up with somebody that he loathes, who loathes him. If you think that Donald Trump and Obama have an issue, the Clintons and the Obamas have a serious issue. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. They can't stand each other. Most of these Democrats can't stand one another. If you think that Democrats change their minds when they're together and they tolerate one another, let me tell you, that's all a facade. It's all a facade. We as conservatives, we can get together and disagree on a point and still be like, hey, man, I'll see you next week at the barbecue. Yeah, it's good seeing you, man. Hang on, blah, 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 whatever. We can disagree and we can be cordial. We can even disagree and be cordial with a Democrat who's not a zealot. The problem is most of them are zealots. They can't stand each other. Oh, they get together. They party. They act like they like each other. It is a den of pit vipers. You know what I'm talking about. Look, I'm just giving you the truth. I'm giving you an observation that you know deep down, but you don't think about it because when you see them together, they seem united, right? Right now, we've always talked about this. The thing that unites the Democrats is their hatred of you. And united them even more, they are in solidarity on getting rid of Donald Trump. The problem is they picked the wrong era, they picked you at the wrong time, and Donald Trump the wrong dude to try to live their dream. And now they're in big, big trouble. So Obama's not happy with them. There were 18 Democrats less than a week ago. Two dropped out. The governor of Montana and somebody, Sestak, they dropped out. But then we got Bloomberg who added himself to the mix. So I think they're back to 16. And we're way down the cycle. Kamala Harris will be gone soon. I saw an article that said Bloomberg soars by Kamala Harris. I cracked up. Kamala Harris has dropped like a rock. It's more like Kamala Harris zoomed by Bloomberg getting down to the bottom. Anyway, maybe we'll talk more about that. But Obama, he's dumb, but he's smart enough not to bet on nags. And this is why he's not going to endorse a political candidate. And I keep coming back to Barack Obama, his vice president for two terms is running, and he says Biden has to earn his vote. And was it a smart move? I'm going to ask you, was it a smart move for Barack Obama not to come out and say, look, I'm for Joe. Joe's with me for 8 years. I mean, he'd make a great president. It's his turn. He deferred to the Secretary of State. They went 1-3, now 2. And Barack Obama, nor his party, wants to endorse the vice president. The man who was supposed to have been the elder statesman of Barack Obama's presidency. Folks, do you understand how big this is? When you're talking to a Democrat and you say, don't even get in my face, Democrat. You don't want your number two, who was led by baby black Jesus, who gave up his spot for number three, who got her butt kicked, and you don't want your number two. You don't want your number two, even though supposedly all the polls have been matching up beating Trump by 11, 12, 15, 45 points, and you don't want him. All the hoopla of who else could come in. Will Michelle Obama please consider it? I mean, and so I read a thing that says Barack Obama is not happy with the Democratic candidates. I'm shocked.
Here's this article. Last year, well, Ryan Leza, Politico, interviewed several people who know Obama well and revealed much about Obama's lack of interest in Democrat candidates. Last year, Obama let it be widely known that he would not make his preference known or, in the phrase that his close advisors frequently use, put his thumb on the scale. What thumb? So Barack Obama gives you an endorsement. Do you really think that's going to kick you over the edge? I'm being honest here. It wasn't just Biden who was disappointed. Holder was particularly wounded that his friend wasn't more encouraging of his ambitions. He's still pretty sensitive about it, said someone close to Holder. He was really frustrated about having arrived at the decision not to run. Holder couldn't get in because Biden and Holder have the same set of people. Once Biden was getting in, then Eric couldn't get in. So that frustrated Holder. It blocked him. And Biden turned out the way they all feared, and that's really frustrating to Eric. That's what Politico had to say. Holder couldn't get in because it was the same people with Biden. But he wanted to get in. He needed to get in. Eric Holder, I dare you to get in. I'm going to pull a Colbert and a John Oliver. I dare you to get in. I dare you to run. Dare. Double dare. Eric Holder would get his clock clean. Obama wouldn't give the nod to his former VP, and most people thought it's his turn. Worked closely with Biden for 8 years. Some even give Biden credit for Obama's big flip-flops like gay marriage, but he hasn't even come close to endorsing his VP. Said he had to earn it, like Hillary did. Gaffes aside, Biden is a wacky white man, a symbol of the establishment Democratic politics, and for the sake of his legacy, Obama happily overlooks Biden. History will note this move as no harm, no foul. But if not the wacky white guy, then what about endorsing one of the black candidates, huh? He shelved Eric Holder. And what about they got Deval Patrick in there. Kamala Harris's campaign's gone, essentially gone. Cory Booker just shut down his pack. He's gone. He didn't endorse, didn't do any of them. But guess what? I understand this move. Just telling you, these people, they got nothing to offer. Unbelievable. Obama's not going to endorse a black person. Instead, former president's been dispensing advice, they say, to all the 2020 candidates who ask him. As Obama put it, he sees his role as providing guardrails to keep the process from getting too ugly and to unite the party when the nominee is clear. Put a gun to his head and make him pick somebody. He may pick Tulsi Gabbard. They got women, they got Asians, Latinos, many, many blacks. They got LGBT. He won't endorse anybody. Now they got a billionaire in the race, and he's not going to get any road strikes. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All right, how about we do a Democrat update just to see how things are going for the party? Because, of course, we still have the impeachment hoax, impeachment farce, call it whatever you want. I call it farce, whether you call it a farce or a hoax. What we do know is it has lots of malarkey. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. So, they have four constitutional scholars, one of whom was actually a reasonable person who said, you know what, I don't care how you feel about President Trump, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. The whole nation knows this. The exposure is about to happen. It's coming in a week or so, folks. Hang in there. Hang in there. Durham will release his report. AG Barr's already looked at the IG report, the Inspector General Horowitz's report, and said, uh-uh, this isn't going to fly. I'm loving it. You know, it exposes Michael Horowitz and the whole cabal, and John Durham is about to drop the anvil on Wile E. Coyote, super genius, these people that have essentially made up all this stuff about President Trump. in hopes it was going to foil him, and it is doing nothing but solidifying you. See, the thing I want you to understand as you contemplate all this media hype around impeachment and all this stuff is, what is it doing to you? Are you feeling influenced by this? The more that is revealed, for example, Schiff getting all of the phone records of Giuliani and various reporters and things like this. I mean, when you see what's going on here, does it make you get, do you go, oh man, I don't know, maybe there's more? There was a guy, Art, used to contact me quite a bit, still probably does. Art, I've been a little out of pocket, but he's Kevin, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Well, Art, what do you think? Carl, what do you think? Some of the people that are constantly contacting me wondering what's going on. Is your resolve changing? Do you like Trump any less? Or do you say to yourself, man, it's amazing what this guy can accomplish in spite of all these attacks? As the attacks get more furious, do you hunker down or do you run? Is it fight or flight? I'm just asking. I'm asking for a friend. See, here's what I think. I think most of you who listen to shows like mine, you are saying, I can't believe these people believe they can get away with this stuff. I can't believe that they're doing this. And you're upset. And you get, the more upset you get, the more you want to get in a fight. Now, I don't know how much you're out there talking to people, trying to make them understand what's going on, but I know this, you're getting stronger in your own personal resolve. And I believe there'll come a point where most of Americans who get more, let me just say this, from a psychological perspective, the more confident you feel in your position, the more you're willing to defend it. And I'll use martial arts as an example. You can be trained all you want in the martial arts. I can show you all kinds of moves, but you won't fight. You'll still be like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I have the power. I don't know if I'm quick enough. I don't know if this is the right technique. But there'll come a point where you've trained and you've worked out, you've sparred a lot, and there'll finally come a point where you go, I know this works. I'm not even worried about it. A well-placed punch with the right speed, power, and technique in the right place is going to disable this 250-pound giant. You know, I'm not even worried about it. You don't question it. Well, you're going to get to that point where your resolve is unquestioned, and when the fight comes, you're just going, okay, it's here. And I think there's a whole group of Americans that are getting to that point. If you want to put them in leftist buckets, feel free. You got your women, you got your blacks, you got your Latinos, you got your Jewish vote, you got your LGBT. I believe every single one of these groups is abandoning the Democrats to such a point that they're going, wait a minute, what can we do? What can we do? And they can give them the poll numbers.
Oh, the majority of people want to see President Trump impeached.
Okay, fine. If you want to go with that, go with that. I know what's going on with the Trump ground game. I know what's happening. I'll use the black community as an example because we have a project working through teapartycommunity.org that is going to reap some dividends. So I'll leave it to you to decide, but I'm telling you, there are people out there making this transition. And if you think the Democrats are desperate with this, the only desperation move that they have left is to cheat. That's it. But when they can no longer bust blacks in from churches, when they can no longer rile up the Latino community with calls of immigration or whatever they think they're going to rile them up with, when women are no longer afraid about, it's my body, I can do what I want, what are they going to have? They certainly don't have the truth, so they're struggling. I mean, while the Democrats are trying to thwart the president, he's over at a NATO conference. He gets $130 billion into NATO that we don't have to make up anymore, a commitment for $400 billion, I believe, by 2025. In other words, NATO is going to pay its bills. And you know what the talk of the town was? Oh, they were, the world leaders were talking behind President Trump's back. Well, great. Trudeau made a comment about, did you see their jaws drop or whatever else? And then the president made his comment. Do we have the clips? I mean, is it really worth it? Here's what the president had to say.
Did you have a video of Prime Minister Trudeau talking about you last night?
Well, he's two-faced.
That Germany's too nice.
And honestly, with Trudeau, he's a nice guy. I find him to be a very nice guy. But, you know, the truth is that I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%. And I guess he's not very happy about it. I mean, you were there, a couple of you were there, and he's not paying 2%, and he should be paying 2%. It's Canada, they have money, and they should be paying 2%. So I called him out on that, and I'm sure he wasn't happy about it, but that's the way it is. Look, I'm representing the U.S., and he should be paying more than he's paying, and he understands it.
And I think that was pretty classy for the president to hold back and then say, you know, he's a nice guy. Two-faced, but he's a nice guy. But hey, you know what? I held him to task. I held him to task for America. And I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem. If you want to talk behind my back, talk behind my back. But here's what I'll tell you about that. I'll say this to these knuckleheads. If they've been talking about Obama like that, Trudeau would be a pariah in the world right now. But they're talking about Trump. But let me tell you what Trump did. President Trump is essentially saying, yeah, and they want to be me, so they want to. If they want to talk behind my back, it's because they want to be me. I don't care. Obama would have cared. Trump's like, I don't care what these clowns believe. I don't care what they think. Let me tell you something. America is going to do our part, and you're going to pay your own bills. Anyway, we got a lot more.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The murderer who opened fire Friday morning at a naval air station in Pensacola, Florida, killing three people, has been identified as an aviation student from Saudi Arabia. Now investigators are looking into whether the attack is terrorism related. Mayor Grover Robinson has a message for the Pensacola community.
This is a resilient community. We will overcome this, but today this is certainly a tragic day, and our thoughts and prayers are with all of them. Let me say for those of you locally, if you have no business over on this part of Warrington, please do not come over here. Everything is closed down.
Wall Street is reacting favorably to a big jobs report released on Friday. The Labor Department reported 266,000 jobs were created in November. Currently, the Dow is up over 300 points in trading, and the NASDAQ and S&P are also up. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money bumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. It's good to see you again, and I'm looking forward to celebrate the 70th anniversary of our alliance together with all the other leaders today and tomorrow. We are making real progress, most importantly, on burden sharing, and your leadership on defense spending is having a real impact. Since 2016, Canada and European allies have added $130 billion more to their defense budgets, and this number will increase to $400 billion US dollars by 2024. This is unprecedented. This is making NATO stronger, and it shows that this alliance is adapting to responding when the world is changing.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I just want you to understand that the President of the United States requiring our partners to do their part and pay their bills brought $130 billion into the defense of the North American Treaty Organization, otherwise known as NATO. $400 billion by 2024. I said 2025 in the previous segment. I meant 2024. And the Democrats are mad. They're mad that the United States is no longer going to bear the brunt of protecting the world, that our allies are going to do their part, and no other president up to this point has made this demand of our partners. People who are making a ton of money, taxing their citizens through the roof, have put that burden on the United States. Number two, the president addressing trade and saying, you know what, an $800 billion trade deficit means we've been losing the war. Please pass USMCA, which is United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Pass that agreement. It's already been negotiated. It gets us out of the horrible deal of NAFTA and will put money back into the United States' coffers. Also, we've already negotiated with South Korea and Japan. That's reaping benefits. And finally, China, which the president delayed. And you want to know why he delayed this trade? Let me just say specifically. I know exactly why he did it. The Chinese are negotiating as if President Trump will not be president in 2020. He said, you know what? Wait until after the election. Because when that happens, I'm gonna drop the hammer of Thor on you. So what an excellent negotiation point where he says, look, no, we're going to take it off the table. We're going to keep our tariffs and all these other things going. And in the meantime, and I want you to have a complete picture here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. There are people mad at the president saying he's hurting our farmers. Then when the president takes part of the money that he's gotten back by not losing in trade and says, you know what? I'm going to give the farmers a few billion dollars. Oh, He's giving away our money to farmers. There's no way for this man to win. No way. Now, I'll be blunt. I don't like giving away money to anybody to subsidize something, but I understand it in the big scheme of the overall negotiation with the Chinese. If you don't want our wheat and or soybean in this case, no problem. I'll subsidize our soybean guys for a while. Because if we're losing money to you to the tune of $375 billion, I got a lot of wiggle room to play with. So I'll subsidize every industry until you figure it out. See, I get the big picture, and so do most other people. So do most of you because you're bright. It's these idiots on the left that don't get it. These are good things. The president wants to even out trade to where we're no longer losing $800 billion a year. Just do the math on that. Think of how many people you can help. If we only brought half of it back, if $400 billion was our only trade deficit, not $800 billion, what could you do with $400 billion? How many industries could you manage? I mean, there's a lot that can be done with that. God forbid President Trump actually make our trade deficit something like $100 billion. And he actually start being able to look at other issues that are much more important to Americans, like health care, like education, criminal justice reform, and so on. Imagine if he could focus on that and not worry about these lefties out there. So we've got all these things brewing, and the left hate it. They hate that he took the burden off of our military with NATO. They hate he's taking the burden off of our taxpayers with trade policy. They hate that he's making sure that the dollar remains strong in international currency. They hate that he's making America great again by saying you're not going to be pushing us around. You're not going to use us for your military. You're not going to use us as your big brother that's always bailing you out with money and so on and so forth. You're going to have to be sovereign on your own. And by the way, make your country great again. I don't have a problem with that. But they have a problem with it. And so now we've got all these things that are happening where they're going after the president. And the funny part of it, they're going after the president with the most... Turley said it best. He said on abuse of power. Here's what he had to say about these Democrats and what they were trying to do in accusing the president of abuse of power.
If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power.
And that pretty much sums it up. I don't know how you feel. I look at Adam Schiff and I say, this is a guy that is drunk on power. Pelosi can't even control him. Schiff and Nadler have an agenda. It's pretty clear. Look, I'm going to tell you this as a nonpartisan person. If we were doing this to Obama, I would be just as angry. His policies, if he weren't guilty. If Obama came into office and they were like, we're impeaching him. We're impeaching him because we don't like his policies. I would be just as upset. I would say, you know what, I don't like this guy's policies, but what whoever our house, over House Intelligence, whoever that person is, I would say this person needs to be censured, needs to be knocked off of his high horse. Same with House Judiciary Nadler. I'd say this person is wrong, and we need to stop this witch hunt. Now, when it comes to investigating Fast and Furious and these other things, absolutely, I believe in that. If Donald Trump sent weapons to Mexico trying to get, stir up some mess, if he didn't do something when people were killed in Benghazi or whatever, if we found out his IRS was suppressing leftists, I would be upset. I would want those things investigated. But, it was a Dershowitz that said, you know when things pass the litmus test, when you can put yourself on the other side or you can switch the players and you still feel the same. That's not true with the left. Not true at all. Practically everything that Trump is for, Barack Obama claimed to be for. And the left supported it. And I use my finger quotes. Because they didn't fully support it. They supported the idea that he said it. If Obama said we need to strengthen the borders, we support it. Finger quotes support. We support it because we know you're not going to do it. But boy, Trump comes out, no support. The truth of what they really want, which is open borders, comes out. Aren't you tired of this? Are you ready to see this come to its vicious and ugly end for the Democrats? I am. I'm not even holding back. I want to see the Democrats suffer for this. They shouldn't just be like get love taps. They need to suffer. When in the martial arts, I'll tell you this. I only did this a couple of times because I didn't really have any animus towards many people. But I remember a kid, his name was Sosa, and one of our friends, a black belt, Willie Holland. Willie was about 15 years older than Sosa. And when Sosa was coming up through the ranks, Willie gave him a really good spanking, more than he should have, as he was coming up through the ranks. And Sosa never forgot that butt kicking that Willie gave him, because he's 15 years older and had been a black belt for years, and he's beating up this kid who was coming up through the ranks. Well, he beat up Sosa to the point where it stuck in his brain. And Sosa got some size to him. He was probably about 5'10", but he's a thick Mexican kid, and he became one hell of a fighter. And I remember a tournament where he waited to see when he could match up with Willie. This guy's name was Willie Holland. I remember Sosa just looking down the line like, nope, I want to fight him. And when they got in the ring, Sosa just whooped his butt. I mean, just whooped him good. And he did just enough to not get disqualified. And finally, when he finally said, okay, the fight was over, he jacked him. Well, see, that's the way I look at this with the Democrats. I want to keep them alive and keep them up, you know, get them to the point of the referee's about to jump in and you lay off. And then the guy thinks he's got his snap, and then you come back, pop, 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 pop. And then you lay off, and the referee goes, oh, he's still good. And you keep them going. See, because that's what they deserve. They've been doing what they've been doing to us for decades. And in the last decade, they put it on steroids because they thought they had the knockout blow with Barack Obama. And then they found out they didn't. We'll be back. More about Democrat
World. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Tulsi Gabbard, who essentially took her sword out of the scabbard, and Gabbard thrust it into the back of Kamala Harris. We were talking about NATO and this impeachment hoax and all these other things, and I'm going to come back to that in the second hour. But I want to talk about this because Democrats have a series of woes, and what I want to point out by playing that clip is that's one person attacking one person over her record. Give me any Democrat that another one isn't willing to skewer the other over. Joe Biden and his racism. Remember when Kamala Harris attacked Joe Biden over his racism? The fact that he hung out with these segregationists and she got her bump? Yeah. Well, where is she now? She's gone. As my brother would say, she gone like a turkey through the cone. And did you see the video of her seeing her new bus? They wrapped the bus with Kamala on it. She never got to use the bus. Yeah, hot glory. Never got to use the bus. And rightfully so. We don't go back and archive, look at all of our shows. We have them archived, but we don't go back and listen to these shows and go, oh, Kevin, you said Kamala Harris would never be president. I said it. I said Kamala Harris will get nowhere near the presidency. And I'll make you a bet. There were many people that figured she'd be one of the finalists. There's still 15, 16 people left. She was nowhere close, and I told you that. A waste of time. That one woman highlighted the very record. Kamala Harris, I'm for the people. Kelsey Gabbard says you put 1,500 marijuana smokers in prison, and then you laughed about being a person who smoked marijuana. What good of a representative are you when you're willing to put people in prison for what you yourself have knowingly done? See, that's the interesting thing about the left. They don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to make conservatives out to be sanctimonious, because there are many of us that go, well, he was smoking dope, he ought to be in prison. I've said, as a more of a libertarian than anybody, I don't give a crap if you want to smoke rice, if you want to smoke wheat. I don't care. I don't know why you would do it, but it is none of my business. As long as you don't commit a crime against somebody, I don't care what you do. If you can't get a job because of if a job says we do not accept marijuana smokers, don't blame the job. As long as you're willing to accept the consequences of what you do with your dope, I don't really care. I remember a Republican questioning me on that. I'm like, a young kid. Kevin, you would be for legalizing. I'm like, I'm not for legalizing drugs. I'm for saying make them free. They're free anyway. They're free in nature. If I take a chemistry kit, I can make any drug that I want. What makes you think you can stop me? Tell people the consequences. Crank was a used drug in the Far East because it made their workers work longer and harder. But you burned out and you ended up looking like you were 500 when you were 50 and your teeth were all gone. They figured out there were consequences. So teach people about how drugs work and then let it go. Just don't give them to kids. Tell kids, here's what can happen if you use drugs. You're a parent. I've never used a drug. None of my sons that I know of have ever touched a drug, because I told them, here's what these drugs can do. You don't know your body. If you screw up one time, this is where you could end up. So far, knock on wood, they've all not used. But guess what? If they decided to do it, who am I to go, no, it's not your body and you can't do what you want? So let's just not get too sanctimonious, but here's the point. What Kamala Harris wants you to believe is that, it's whatever I want to do with marijuana. Oh, I can smoke it, but I'm going to put you in jail. And Gabbard called her out for being duplicitous on this. She says, you would have executed a man who should have been freed. Now look, prison criminal justice reform. President Trump's looking at this going, wait a minute, let's look at some of these cases. We've certainly seen enough to make us stop and think about it. Then she says, and then you use people in California in prisons for cheap labor. They do. There's a lot of stuff. Anyway, she's gone. Didn't get to use her bus. And I would suggest, if you're in line for money from her, you better get paid, because campaigns, when they shut down, especially when they can't fundraise, they don't pay you. But what else do we have with these Democrats? Well, the LGBTQ is upset with Buttigieg over his support of the Salvation Army. Yeah. Here's what they say. It's nice to see politicians using their platforms to get back to their communities during the holiday season, except when it is with an organization that historically excludes LGBTQ plus people. This is a magazine that wrote this about Buttigieg supporting the Salvation Army, an organization that helps men who are strung out on drugs and things like this. They're mad because supposedly the Salvation Army doesn't accept LGBT. They said they have a well-documented history of discriminating against LGBT people in need. This is what, and then the Salvation Army spokesperson George Hood said that the same sex relationships were, quote, against the will of God. But that what they admitted was Hood speaking from the perspective of the church and theology, and the fact that he claimed that a relationship between same-sex individuals is a personal choice that people have the right to make. See, this is what I love about the LGBT argument. You can't say, I don't accept your way of life. I accept you. I don't accept your way of life. They want you to be completely accepting of their way of life. Look, I have gay friends. I'm telling you right now, love these dudes. Multiple gay friends. Love them. A gay chick made cups for me, for my family. Love these chicks. All right, they've been together longer than many heterosexual couples I know. But I don't condone their lifestyle. I hang out with them. Love them as human beings. Don't condone the lifestyle. It's that simple. Now, they can say, well, we're accepting of yours. Okay, I'll believe you. But if you were accepting of mine, maybe you would be doing it. You're not doing it. So you no more condone my lifestyle than I condone yours. But we can still hang out. We can do. I don't eat seafood. Oh, you one of them. Yeah, you one. Okay, I get it. Yeah, you one of them. And I look at it that, oh, you're moralizing. I'm not moralizing on what you're doing. I just have a different belief system. Doesn't mean mine's bad. And this is, I want to have these discussions. I would go to an LGBT event. I would say this with the most conviction of anybody. I say, look, you people seem to think that we hate you. It's ridiculous. Everyone, we all have family members, friends, etc., that are gay. We don't condone the lifestyle, but we love them. You people want to make such an issue out of this, and it boils me. And here's Buttigieg, who says, look, here's an organization that's helping people, a special interest group of people, men. Say it's only heterosexual men. What is wrong with a gay guy saying, I want to help these men? I want to help this organization that helps men who are on drugs. And I want to help them get back with their families, etc. What is wrong with this? Nothing. But the LGBTQ plus community has said, no, you can't do that. Why? Because one of their people doesn't like our lifestyle. Even though I gave you the full quote where he says, I don't care. It's your personal choice. It's your personal choice. But we as an organization follow church doctrine, and we don't condone this, but it's your personal choice. That's not good enough. So here's a politician, and let me tell you, Buttigieg will probably back down because he doesn't have the guts. Doesn't have the guts to stand up to his people, a lobby, whatever you want to call it, and say it the way it is. Let me tell you something. If you're listening to this show, hopefully you like my guts. Because I don't like feminists the way that the left describe, the way I would think of them as leftists. I don't like the leftist feminists. And I stood up for it. Most of them are liars. They hate men. Stand up. It's more than pastime.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.